T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, you can stop by Funky Buddha Tap Room right across from Pantherland. Have yourself a nice little libation. Tonight is 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena, and all fans in attendance are going to get a 2010's puck. On the way out, I keep mentioning, they're not giving it to you on the way in because that would be dumb. They're going to give it to you on the way out, and then you can add it to your anniversary series puck collection. Keith Yandel, Sean Thornton, going to bang the drum pregame, and then Ed Jovanovsky is going to participate in the ceremonial puck drop, and he is sitting here with us. By the way, little programming note. So Panthers pregame show tonight on television will be on Bally Sports Sun because the Marlins had the 4 p.m. start and they're on Bally Sports Florida. And then the Panthers game, you can listen to it here on 560. If you want to watch it, it's going to be on both Bally Sports Sun and Bally Sports Florida. And a member of the broadcast team, Ed Jovanovsky, is here with us right now. Of course, he played for the Panthers late 90s, which was a great era. I want to talk to you about that. Stanley Cup team, of course. And then Jovo went on to return to the Panthers in the 2010s, and that is the celebration going on tonight. So in your hockey memories, I'll include your years as a broadcaster because last year was pretty special. But in your hockey memories, the year of the Rat, does anything top that?
That's pretty high up there. You know, just as a player, I mean, obviously living through that as a teenager was pretty wild. I wish I knew a little bit more about
life
now running that show back in those days. But I tell you what, going through last year, just being a broadcaster and doing that side of things, just the excitement around the team, it felt like it was playing, especially with the heat, the way, you know, they were playing. It was the buzz around town was unbelievable. Just kind of living it through the guys and be able to close eye on it, going to every game. Part of it was, as much as you're a player and you're that excited, now that, you know, that's kind of in the past and we're in the present now and seeing what this team has done over the last handful of years, kind of the progression of this group, it was pretty special.
So that's shocking to me because I thought for sure you're a player, you're the Rat was like – that, I mean, so monumental in my head and Panthers fans' heads, and that there's so many great videos from that. What about winning a gold medal? Didn't you win a gold medal with Canada?
Yeah, 2002. That was
that the highlight? Is that
yeah?
The, is
I
that
mean,
like, yeah, I mean, you can't
right.
Hard to top winning a gold medal.
Yeah, I mean, we all play this game for the ultimate, you know, prize, right? Win the Stanley Cup and like 96, obviously 4 wins away from doing it. Had some great teams in Vancouver that had potential to be a contender. But for me, yeah, being selected to that team in 2002, you know, you're coming together so quick as a group, right? There's not much time. And to come together quick and you know, to win this gold medal, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I think it was 50 years to the date that Canada won their last gold medal.
Wow.
You know, so that was, it was pretty special. And, you know, the kids were all young at that age. And It was a pretty special moment for
you. You ever wear it out? You ever go out to dinner? Jovo lives in Boca, as I do. So you ever?
I wear it to the bar.
Yeah, I mean, would you ever would you ever wear the gold medal anywhere?
No, but kids when they find out or buddies find out that gold medal winner in the Olympics, they always want to see it show their kids, and the kids are so in awe by it. But yeah, it's a special piece that I have.
And you have it in the house?
I have it in the house. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to come visit your house because I've never seen a gold medal. Solana, have you ever seen a gold medal, like in person, an actual gold medal?
Never
from the
seen
Olympics?
A gold medal in person. No, I have not.
Yeah, can I come over and see it?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
No Solana, you want to go?
Yeah.
Anytime soon.
We'll meet out somewhere and I'll wear it. We might get in quicker.
Have you ever worn it anywhere?
No.
Never once.
No.
Since you won the gold medal, this is years ago, you've only, kept it in a display case or something?
It's not even in a display case because I moved around so much.
Don't tell me it's in a sock drawer.
No, I have it. I have it tucked away in a spot where no one can find it.
So it's not on display in your house?
No.
The only
medal that I had on display, I was hanging up my jerseys and my World Junior Championships gold medal, I had kind of framed, pinned to the jersey in the case. But I felt like the gold medal, Canadian jersey, I felt putting that in there. I don't know if I sleep well or when I'm out of town, kind of having that,
right.
Kind of sitting there. So I have it in a treasured spot where it's safe. But, to be honest, other than putting it on, other than the night we were kind of crowned gold medal champs, it really hasn't been on. My son's here today. I mean, they kind of played around with it a little bit, but other than that, it kind of sits around.
It's like a good like a Halloween thing or something. You throw on your dad's gold medal.
Yeah,
go
the rings that go along. They give you a ring as well on that, and the World Cup rings. I got a handful of Canadian hockey rings, but they're kind of.
Solana, your dad have anything that compares to a gold medal?
Just a really, really nice gold ashtray that he uses to put out his cigarettes. That's about it, Jovi.
Well, yeah, different lives. Ed Jovanovski is with us here at 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena. Talk to me a little bit about this season. So they lose Tuesday night to Boston, and I thought that was kind of a crushing loss. I've talked to a couple people since. We had Doug Plagans on earlier, Josh Pell. I just hated that loss because you're up late and you're up a goal and you end up losing. And I don't know, Plagans was saying to me, hey, you're putting way too much stock in a Tuesday night loss to a really good team, and don't give it a second thought. Do you?
Do you have the Panthers in the under that game?
I did not have the Panthers in the under. What did I have in that game, though, Solana? I had something that bothered me on that game.
You look at that game, it had playoff flavor. I mean, it was just physical guys after scrums, little face wash here and there. It always ends to be, happen this way where these delay of game penalties end up in your net. It was an unfortunate play. You can see they battle back. Carter Verhaeghe again in the third period, finding a way to give the Panthers the lead. And then with 5 or so minutes left, it's kind of that play, just along the boards, an innocent play that unfortunately goes over the glass, and they seem to end up in your net all the time. And then you look at, the fourth goal. This is where the game was going to be won, in that blue paint area. Boston is a team that, floods that area, and then they throw everything to the net. But you can look at that game as being frustrated, over it, because the Panthers, I felt, were the better team in that game. But I agree with the other guys. It's no reason to, think otherwise. I think this team is well-positioned, obviously heading into the playoffs. You want to fine-tune your game, and you want to have somewhat in a role. You're not going to win every game rolling into the playoffs. But from top to bottom, this team is solid.
You don't have any kind of worries over the last 5-6 games where you go, weird time of year to stumble. Again, everyone that I've said this to has said to me, no, you're insane. But it does feel like a little bit of a stumble here right at the end of the season when it was an almost flawless season.
Right, but you almost want to take those right now if they're so-called stumbles. I think one area you possibly want to clean up is these late-game kind of give the team the opportunity to get back in the game, which they've had. They've kind of lost a couple leads where they're in position to win. New York, which is a very good team, you know, up late, kind of, you know, let that one get away in a shootout. And then obviously this last one, Boston. But I think if you look at the finer points of the game, the team is solid, doing a lot of the right things. And sometimes the bounces go your way, that go your way, don't go your way, and they find themselves losing. But I think from top to bottom, I think the coaching staff really likes where this team is right now. They're very deep. They can play any which way you want. You want to run and gun, they can play that way. You want to play physical, and they can tighten it up. And that's where we've seen so much growth with this team, is they found ways to really bury teams. And then if the game is close, they find ways to win that game. And if they're up a goal late, they find ways to close out teams. And I think that's maybe slipped away a little bit of late. But when you're playing teams that are still fighting for playoff position, teams that are out of playoff position, playing relaxed, really don't care, nothing really on the line other than pride and possibly playing for contracts, it could be tough. But I think playing meaningful games, and you heard a lot of players talk about that last game, San Reiner especially, you know, these games are huge. So you want to win these games, and I like the comment Marie said, if you don't win the game, just throw it out. But if you win the game, you feel really good about yourself moving on. But I think overall, in the big picture, with this many games left, the team's got to feel good at where they are.
I love Paul Maurice. I didn't know that I loved Paul Maurice till really the Stanley Cup series last year, when I got to really witness his dry wit. I didn't know much about him, and I have fallen in love with that guy. Do you like his coaching style? Is that the kind of coach you would have liked to have played for?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, he's a player's coach. You can see the guys really respect him, and I think the game has really changed in that area. You got to have this relationship. You're not going to be buddies, with, you know, with every single player. But, you know, coaches believe in players and their intellect on the game. So he goes ask players, and he's talked about that quite a bit, going ask players what he thinks about this, that ultimately at the end of the day he's got his way he wants to coach the team. But he's been around a long time. He's won a lot of hockey games, and you don't stick around this league a long time, you know, without, you know, having teams in that position to do well. And the guys responded well to him. I think he's been a good fit. But yeah, I love his. He's so well spoken. You know, I love the comment last game about talking about. I'm sure you heard that one about Reinhardt.
So
it was so good.
Great.
It was so good.
Because you never see a coach break character that way. But it was like. That's something that I would say on the radio.
Right.
You know, unless you're trying to sign him, then he's a locker room cancer.
Right.
It was fun. I really enjoy him. You like this team. This team, like, you like Matthew Tkachuk. He strikes me as the kind of guy that if he's not on your team, you absolutely hate him. But if he's on your team, you just can't get enough of that
guy. Yeah, that's exactly it. I played with a guy, Matt Cook, I'm sure you know. Guys hated him. But he's on your team. He always... You know, you like playing for him, but he's always finishing his checks and kind of being in your face. And that's what Matthew is. But obviously, you know, look at the talent behind him. He's just a passionate guy. And when things aren't going early on in the season, when things weren't going well offensively for him, but still getting opportunities, if you want to be a stat guy or, you know, he's taking the body. He's finishing the checks. He's starting scrums. He's kind of face-washing guys. So, his passion for the game and all about team is there, and I think that's, you know, he's got that pedigree, man. Look at his dad playing, his other brother. They all have that same kind of mentality.
So 10 games left in the season. What does Paul Maurice need to see? Or he's seen enough this season. He knows what this team is. Get through the 10 games. figure out who we're playing in the playoffs, and let's get to the postseason.
Right. First of all, knock on wood and stay healthy, you know. And I think for this group, I think what this team has done so well is they never deviate from kind of how they play. I think they know how to play, and they're well coached that way. Their roles are so identified to each other that they go out there and they play that same way. And I think that's all you want to see. You don't want to see something special kind of day in, day out on a different level. You want your team having that consistent work ethic, consistent kind of game plan. And I think that's all you want heading into the playoffs.
Ed Jovanovski, watch him on the Panthers broadcast tonight. By the way, Bally Sports Sun is where you get the pregame show. And then you'll get the game on both Bally Sports Sun and Bally Sports Florida. Bally Sports Florida will stick with the Marlins and their postgame and then flip over to it. And then they'll be on both. And hopefully the Panthers clinch the playoff berth tonight. Not that there's any question that they're going to the postseason, but hopefully they clinch tonight, get to get that little X by the nice. By the name in the newspaper, or that's the way I used to read it, the little newspaper right. scoreboard. Who's the most famous person in Boca Raton living there? Is it you, Paul Castronovo? Who else do we find, Solana? Someone said Mitchell Trubisky owns a home in Boca. I'm not necessarily certain now that that's
true.
Yeah,
I think he bought the home of someone I know.
Oh, really?
I think in West Boca somewhere. And
so who's the most famous person in Boca? You, Castronovo, me, of course.
I'm going.
Your son is saying it's him.
You know, Paulie Castronovo's been there a long time. You know, I don't keep up with the celebrity status in Boca Raton, but I'm sure there's a bunch of them around. But I got to give to you're a newbie over there in Boca, so Paulie's been around for a while. Let's give it to him.
All right, we'll give it to Castronovo. I got no problem with that one. You get recognized all the time in Boca?
I think it's just because I lived there so long. I think people knows me as Jovo, not Jovo the hockey player.
Because if I was you, I'd wear the hockey sweater and the gold medal. Because I mean you're not going to wait for any restaurants. I mean, you walk in with a gold medal.
Right.
I mean,
we do pretty well with the restaurants. We have that covered. We're fortunate that way. But the problem is, everywhere else we go, we're members.
So they have to treat.
So we got to, yeah, exactly. We got to cut out some memberships, maybe.
They have to treat you nice. All right, Ed Jovanovski. Again, tonight, 2010's night at Amerant Bank Arena. All fans in attendance, when you're leaving, will receive a 2010's puck, which is this, to commemorate the 30th, to complete the 30th anniversary series puck collection. And Jovo is going to participate in the ceremonial puck drop. Don't embarrass your son out there. You need a good ceremonial puck drop. Yeah. Don't mess it up.
I'll do my best.
Did you work on it? Do you do any practice drops? Or
I've seen enough in my
all
day.
All right, just making sure. Ed Jovanovski, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
and,
Hawk.
Let's notch it.
See you, Solano,
tonight. Look at
hey.
That.
Later, Jovo.
Jovo had Solana's back off the air. He's like, you guys are harsh on this guy. Yeah.
Jovo,
I like the thick skin, buddy. I like the thick skin.
Thank you. I do you still follow soccer at all? Because next time you come on, I know you grew up playing soccer. I want to kind of dive into that a little bit.
Absolutely. We've been to a handful of games, but it's burning a hole through the pocket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.